the Bible, all my steps enlighten. Teach me the danger of the ground below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brighten. That light alone the path of peace can show.
The Madisonville Church of Christ, located at 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, invites you to join them for another edition of What Does the Bible Say? A program of biblical questions and answers presented each week at this time. And now, your host and preacher for the Madisonville Church of Christ, Russell Klein.
Hello. Welcome to What Does the Bible Say? I'm your host, Russell Klein, and I'm pleased to have you as part of our listening audience today. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you will enjoy the time that you spend here with us as we seek together answers to your questions about God's holy word. Now, before I get into the question that I want to deal with today, I would like to take advantage of this opportunity to encourage you to send us your questions about the Bible. Any questions you have, whatever they may be, we look forward to receiving them, and we want to be able to answer them here on the air so that all of us can benefit from the study. If you have a question about the Bible or something related to the Bible, please take the time to write it down. Mail it to us here at What Does the Bible Say? In care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, which is located at 1035 North Main Street in Madisonville, Kentucky. The zip code here is 42431. The number to call if you would like to phone us up and leave us a message with your question is area code 270-821-3544. If you would prefer to contact me on the internet, well, you can do so by going to our church website. The address is www.madisonvillechurchofchrist.org. Now, those are all lowercase letters with no spaces or dashes between the words. Once you've found our homepage, look for the link that says Contact Us, and then from there, you'll be able to send me an email message with any questions or comments that you may have. Whether you write or call, it doesn't make much difference to me. I just look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to being able to help provide an answer for whatever questions about the Bible that may be on your mind. We have been doing this program for a very long time now, and we've had a lot of success. We have answered many, many questions through the years, and, well, we would love to be able to answer one of yours. So even if you've never contacted us before, please take advantage of this opportunity and write to us or give us a call. That number again is 270-821-3544. And let us know what you would like to hear us talking about here on What Does the Bible Say? Now, today's question is in regard to church government. Specifically, the question is, what does the Bible say about church government? You know, when you look out among the various churches that there are in the modern religious world, you will see many different forms of church government. Most churches have some kind of a centralized form of government, which is to say that the church has an earthly headquarters with a person or maybe a group of people that are in charge of making decisions and setting policy for that particular church. In the case of the Roman Catholic Church, it is a very centralized form of church government with one man at the very top, the Pope. And then beneath him is the College of Cardinals, and then you've got various archbishops and bishops going all the way down to the local parish priest. Ultimately, it is the Pope who sets policy, makes important decisions, and everyone beneath him in that hierarchy is to be subordinate to whatever the Pope decides. Then you've got various Protestant churches, which tend to be overseen by groups of people, maybe a synod or a convention or some other kind of name that is given them. In most cases, there is an annual or a biennial convention that convenes to discuss the current issues faced by that particular church and makes decisions about setting policy and so on that will govern that particular church and guide it on into the future. Well, in this program, we are concerned with what the Bible says. And the fact of the matter is that the Bible does not say anything about such a highly centralized form of government being what runs the church. As a matter of fact, what the Bible teaches is virtually the opposite of that, a decentralized form of church government. And what is meant by that is that in the churches of Christ, every local congregation is autonomous. What that means is that every local congregation makes its own decisions, sets its own policies, as it were. Of course, no congregation of the Lord's Church may make any kind of a decision that is going to run afoul, as it were, of what the Word of God says. You know, what the Word of God says goes in the Church of Christ. We can't make any kind of decisions to amend the gospel plan of salvation as it is revealed in the Bible. We cannot make any kind of decisions that would alter the requirements for scriptural worship, because the scriptures already lay that out for us. And we can't make any kind of decision that would circumvent what the Bible says about moral Christian living. You know, what the Bible says is a sin, that's a sin. And no matter what we may think about it, no matter what votes we may take or decisions we might make, nothing is going to change that. Now, there are still decisions that need to be made, business that needs to be conducted, just day-to-day mundane sorts of things like the payment of bills and whatnot. Who is responsible for making those decisions? Well, according to the Bible, there are various offices within the body of Christ that have with them varying levels of responsibility. The most important of these is the office of elder. Elders in the New Testament are also known as bishops. They're also known as pastors. They are also known as presbyters. I could go down a very long list of other names that are applied to those who serve in the office of elder. And each of those terms is a descriptive term that helps us to understand what it is that elders are and what it is that they are meant to do in the Lord's church. Now, to try and summarize it in a small format, I will essentially say that elders are those who are in charge of the affairs of the church over which they have authority. When the elders make a decision, say, for example, there's a decision that needs to be made about cutting down a tree on the church's property. Well, the elders have the authority to decide whether to do that or not. And when they make that decision, even if other members of the church do not agree with that decision, the elders have the authority to make that decision and then to go and cut down that tree. That's the idea behind the office of elder, its responsibilities, and its purposes. Of course, there's a lot more to it than that. I mean, elders also have a grave responsibility when it comes to making decisions about the spiritual conduct of the church. The elders are directly over, they are responsible for the spiritual well-being of all the members of the local congregation that they serve. And the idea behind that is that they watch over the souls of the brethren, they lead by example, and if necessary, they go to and confront members of the church who are not behaving as Christians should. The point of the eldership is that they are, well, they are said in the New Testament to be shepherds. Jesus is the chief shepherd. They get their marching orders from him. But they themselves are shepherds, keeping watch over the Lord's flock. See, the understanding that every elder has is that while they may have the greatest responsibility in the church does not belong to them. The church belongs to Christ. They are overseeing it for Jesus. And that's an important distinction to make. Now, some things with regard to the eldership. For one thing, there's always more than one in a congregation. This is based on precedent found in the New Testament. In Philippians chapter 1, there's mention made of the church at Philippi with its elders and its deacons. Again, indicating that there's more than one serving in that capacity. There are qualifications that elders must meet, and they are detailed in 1 Timothy chapter 3, as well as in Titus chapter 1. There we learn that an elder must be a man. He must be a married man. He must be a married man with children, and he must be a married man with children who are also believers. And I think then you begin to see what kind of men are sought by the Lord to serve as elders in the church. You know, I'm sorry to say, but I've run out of time, and I'm going to have to cut this short. But in the next episode, I want to talk to you about deacons and the role that they play in the body of Christ. So please, tune in again next week for another edition of What Does the Bible Say? Continue to read your Bible, study it every day, and may God bless you as you seek out the wisdom of His holy word.
Questions and comments to be answered on What Does the Bible Say? Should be sent to What Does the Bible Say? In care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, 42431. Or you may call the church directly at 821-3544. You are invited to attend the services of the Madisonville Church of Christ, Sunday morning Bible study at 9:30 a.m. with worship following at 10:30, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7. We hope that this morning's program has been informative and uplifting to you. Tune in next week for more questions and answers on What Does the Bible Say?